For you, that's a track called My Favorite Color is Pizza off of their latest record Stelkira, which came out in September. No, that's not right. Earlier than that. I should have probably looked it up beforehand. Why don't you just give me a moment while I talk about CJLO's funding drive to look this up, because CJLO's funding drive is happening right now as I type and I speak, and you listen, because that's how this goes. You see, every now and then, CJLO has a funding drive. Once a year, in fact, is the funding drive that we hold. And it's to try and get some more cash money, dollar bills, y'all, so that we can do all kinds of things that we like. Now, some of this is for practical purposes. You might be saying, what do you even need money for at your radio station? Some of us for practical purposes, again, like chairs. You would be shocked how many chairs break when they are in a communal environment. They just shatter. They break. And it makes me sad. But we use money to buy new chairs. That's how that works. Also, monitors. Monitors are pretty important to see the computer things that we do. Helping keep our transmitter up. Having bands come in and do sessions and, you know, getting the equipment to do those sessions. Recording equipment is, as I know, it's cheaper than it used to be, but it's still not cheap per se. And sometimes we at CJLO get to send representatives to various places to cover shows and events. For example, this past year, we went to South by Southwest again for the first time since 2020. Something happened in 2020 that we couldn't go, and then we didn't feel right going for a couple years. I really don't remember what it was, though. Maybe it'll come to me eventually. But one of the other things that, you know, CJLO didn't directly pay for me to go to, because, you know, I paid all the money to go to it. But one of the things was to go down to RPM Fest. I was able to get press coverage for that and cover it. And I got to interview a bunch of bands while I was there. If you would like to see some of the other bands that I, well, here, I guess, here, some of the other bands that I interviewed, feel free to go to CJLO's website, CJLO.com, and check out this show's page, one of the previous weeks that I have up there for old episodes of the show, is coverage of RPM, along with interviews from various bands that were there. Now, I interviewed a lot of bands while I was there. Just so many. I interviewed so many bands that one of the interviews that I did didn't even get recorded. I apologize to you, C. I really do. I apologize to you. Please write me back. I will definitely have another interview with you about the new record. I apologize deeply. But you might have noticed that I said, if you listened to that RPM show, which of course you did. Of course you did. Of course everyone listens to this. But in case you were wondering and you were listening, you might have heard that I said that I interviewed 7 bands and that there were only 4 on that show. Well, you're in luck, friend, because today I'll be airing 2 more of those interviews from RPM Fest. And if you missed what I said about RPM Fest, it's basically a metal festival, well, punk too, and, you know, rock, hence RPM, rock, punk, metal. Eh? Clever? Yeah. Anywho, if you missed it, that is a festival that is in Montague, Massachusetts, which is 4 hours from here. Nice drive down. It's a camping-based festival that you can go to, enjoy your camp ways that you like, sleeping on the ground, all that. I even slept on the ground. I did camping, you guys. I did camping for the first time in many, 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 many years. I did camping. And it was fun. I enjoyed it and had a very good time. I highly recommend you check it out. You think about going. You have a whole year to decide since it happens on Labor Day weekend. So, you know, think about it. Give it some thought. I'll probably talk more about it in March. Maybe you'll have a chance to do more stuff in March with this. Maybe you'll be able to plan it out a bit better. Not saying, just saying, Metal March is not that far away. Anyway, funding drive's happening right now. If you want to give more DJs the opportunity to go to things like this and interview bands and air it on their shows, I highly recommend you go to cjlofundingdrive.com. You can see all the stuff that you can get there for the amounts of money you want to put in. It's that simple. You can get merch. You can get raffle tickets to win prizes. All the prizes are up there on the site. I know there's things from like Drawn and Quarterly. There's things from various restaurants. There's prize packs from labels. All of that's up there. Go and check it out. You can also, if you're a responsible member of society and just want to get something fun for yourself, you can get a tax receipt. Eh? Eh? You get raffle tickets with that too. But the point is, you can go to that and you can see all the events that are happening. We're doing I Know a Dance Party. There's going to be trivia happening at Grumpy's. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm not really a dancer, so I might not go to the dance one. But trivia, maybe. Maybe. I've been known to F up some trivia at points in time. It's happened. It has happened. Back to RPM Fest and why I even mentioned it. Let's play an interview with Belushi Speedball that I did. They are from Louisville, Kentucky. Getting lucky in Kentucky. And here's part one of an interview that I did with Vinny and Derek from the band Keep It Locked, Great Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew, and I'm here joined by 2 members of a band, collective, we'll get into that a bit later. Belushi Speedball, who is from, since I'm from Montreal, I know I can pronounce this correct, Louisville, Kentucky. 100% correct. I will let them intro themselves so you can put a voice to a name. So tell the people who you is and what you do's in the band.
I'm Derek. I play guitar in the band.
I'm Vinny. I do vocals in the band.
All right. I like to start off all my interviews the same because I like structure. So what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
Where the name came from.
How many STDs I've had.
Okay. So question, man, I was really looking forward to 61. Like, I mean, come on, man. All right, fine. Okay, fine, 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 fine. Stelkira, latest record that you guys put out, came out in May. What's been the response from people? What have you heard from the people, the masses?
Yeah, a guy in Norway said, do you think metal should be funny? Because I don't. 1 out of 10.
That's amazing. That's one of the best things I've heard. Actually, you know what? I have a question in here because you guys are, you know, more of a fun band. Do you think that metal takes itself too seriously?
Not anymore.
Not really. I like it when it takes itself seriously, but I also like it when it doesn't. I like both.
Which one do you prefer?
Depends on my mood. If I'm like full of hatred, then I'm like, yeah, I want to listen to Mayhem and I want everyone to die. But if I don't feel like that, I want everyone to party and have a good time. Which that's most of the time, actually. I want people to party.
Well, I did some research, did listen to some interviews mainly you for most of this, and I heard you say that you basically built the entire band off of one song that you decided to write.
Yeah, that's how most bands should start. So yeah, I pushed myself, because I've been in and out of bands since I was like 13, and they always fall apart, so I decided, nope, I'm going to make something for myself, and I my first challenge was write one song, then make an EP and record it. I did it, and it sucks. It was really bad, but it existed for historical purposes.
I have long had a theory that every band has one really great song, no matter who they are. Do you think that that's accurate, or am I just like, am I a pie-eye dreamer?
You said every band?
Yeah, yeah.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. See, you're not wrong.
We had this conversation, and Derek doesn't like Imagine Dragons.
I mean, that's probably the only band. I love, like, every band.
Other band but
that. I love music.
What about Believer? That's a jam, that song.
I keep dropping my
phone. Is that the Radioactive song?
Yeah, that's it. Is that it?
Radio! They all sound the same. Anyway, what am I saying, dude? They're killing it.
They're doing better than us.
Let me ask you a question. Shouldn't you be in school right now, young man?
I actually quit teaching.
I quit.
I really did. It's a real thing. Yeah, I actually recently left education. Thursday was my last day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think that you kind of took away from teaching that you can apply most to the band?
So I taught for 12 years, and the thing that I feel like I'm pretty strong at is engaging the crowd. Because if you can engage a class of kids that don't want to be there, you definitely engage a crowd of metalheads that do want to be there.
I'm interested because you keep seeming to grow members. I mean, you started with one of you. Yeah. Now you have, what, anywhere between 5 to 7 members, depending on what picture I look at.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
I'm interested because there seems to be a weird divide between the bands and collectives. Like, The Ocean was a band at one point, and now they are The Ocean Collective.
Yes.
You guys have a lot of members. The Ocean have a lot of members. Is that the definition of a collective? What's kind of your thoughts on that?
I'll let him answer first, since he's been in the band the whole time. And then I'll give my perspective as a newbie.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that we're a collective, because to me, like, a collective would be something like Gwar or The Arm, to where it's almost a collaboration between every single one of those people. And Belushi has like a core lineup of songwriters. You know, we have a core group that are doing music, and then we have additional people that are going to be joining us on stage to help make the live show happen.
I mean, so like, since I'm newer, before I joined, it very much seemed like a collective, because like you said, there's probably like 30 people that could be on, you know,
at any given time,
asked to play a show. But like, since then, being on the road a lot more and all this, it's kind of like streamlined, condensed. Like you said, there's a lot of people involved, but then there's like
weeded out
people not necessarily weed out, but like people that write songs. There's people that go on, you know, me and the drummer, we're probably always on the road with Vinny and all this. And so like, there's people that have roles and things like that. It's not necessarily like quite collective, really. And plus, like, we don't all write songs. You know, I've never written a song for Belushi. I love playing them. Maybe I've written songs, but they haven't been a thing yet. Yeah, dude. No, it's great.
It's still young. This next album, Derek's going to have some songs on it.
master, unleash the masters and make it right for our new dead master. Oh my god, what have we done? The songs are redundant, have we just begun? Guess this is it, time to commit, and we'll do it again to our rest. They see it right to our face, ripping our municipal ways. They put it straight in our place, ripping our municipal ways.
Dave Voice, Ryan Waze,
ripping off municipal waste. They see it right to our face, ripping off municipal waste. Ripping off the waste, ripping off the waste.
That I've made up here, including Diablos in my pocket, which is my personal favorite.
Yep.
Because I collected all the monsters in my pocket. You've released stuff on the N64, SNES, Furbies, Teddy Ruxpin tapes. Is that more of a creative outlet or more of a... I guess it's an excuse, to be a creative outlet? Or is it more just like, I just want to make different merch? Like,
It's definitely a creative outlet. It is a way that when we're not on the road playing shows that I can still be able to express myself artistically. Because a lot of that stuff I hand make.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Oh, which I read and I was like, what is this mad genius who's doing that? Like, how difficult is it to make some of it? Like, what's the most difficult merch?
The pizzas.
The pizzas, yeah.
So over there on the table, which for the listener, you can imagine, there is a pizza over there sealed in resin. And so that one right there in particular is half off because I messed it up. And the problem is that it takes a good week and a half to mess one up. So, I just got the last one that I was back ordered finished because I do made an order with them. And I'm going to have to do like limited 5 at a time. So 5 will go up when they sell, then I can make those and get them out. But the problem with the pizzas is I'm sealing them in resin. And pizza floats, and that's what happened with that one. So you got to do individual pours, and it takes about a week and a half to get it. That's the biggest pain in the butt. So that one, and then I did the Vinny action figures. Those are hand poured resin. Those are really hard too.
You're getting it from the source though. Who the fuck else does this?
No, really.
This guy, he's giving you the science.
Yeah.
He just gave it away.
Well, as a teacher, I've learned so much right now. I'm a former teacher. I'm sorry.
I want to do that annoying thing that people do. Okay. Turn the tables for 1 second. What do you teach?
What do I teach?
Yeah.
I don't teach nothing.
Okay, cool.
I said from the former teacher.
Oh, this is your former.
No.
The whole interview.
No,
we all teach something.
That's true. That's wise words from Bellucci Speedball. What's your proudest band achievement?
Well, for me, twofold, playing the Gathering of the Juggalos, because I was a big juggalo when I was 10.
Okay.
You know, getting to meet Violent J and stuff, like 10-year-old me would have like cried. Calling and getting to talk to Jump Steady, Violent J's brother on the phone. But then the other thing was playing Milwaukee Metal Fest this year, thanks to Jamie Josta, who put us on that. But playing Milwaukee Metal Fest again, because my very first show when I was 14 was at the Rave in Milwaukee, and I played to like 2 people and my mom. And then so 20 years later, I got to be back on the stage at the Rave. We headlined our stage at Milwaukee Metal Fest. We played to a room that was literally spewing people out, and my mom was there, and she got to see me 20 years later again. And she's, you know, really proud of me, and she was a big reason why I kept doing this and just bragging on. My son made it, actually, you know, so that was cool.
What's the worst musical instrument?
The worst?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're editing this, so I can think about it.
I don't like the theremin.
Really?
No, that's
you're,
cool.
You're the second person
that's
that said
cool.
that.
Really?
I'm very surprised by that, especially as someone who, like, creates things like this. That's kind of shocks me a little bit.
No, I just don't like it. It's wizardry and satanic.
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going from that aspect, yes, of course, then.
Well, since he said that, bass. You know, bass players, they get their part of the song.
Well, I've always called metal the goofiest genre of music. Because, like...
Not ska?
I mean... Ooh. You know, I had not considered
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with goofy. I'm fine with
I do like goofy things. What do you think is the goofiest thing in metal?
The goofiest thing
in metal? Like, I mean, there's so much to choose from, right? It's so much.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Second Wave, true Norwegian black metal.
Yes.
The one-upping that bands will sometimes do when they're being really serious. So being a Bushy Speedball kind of ruined it for me. I played death metal bands, black metal bands. We're all trying to be super serious and one-up. It was kind of goofy in and of itself because no one really is... really isn't that big of a thing. If your band's good, it's good. I'm like, yeah, dude, Belushi ruined all that just because it's so much fun. You're not trying to one-up anybody. You're just having a party.
Having fun? Are you supposed to do that in metal? I'm pretty sure that's not.
Dude, Hieronymus or Mayhem said you shouldn't have fun. There's no fun in metal.
Oh, well, I mean...
That's goofy.
I would... Yeah, that's... Okay. Wins.
Yeah, I'm shaking shots at the guy's dead, so that's...
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Hieronymus. Praise, praise be.
Last question I have for you. So you guys are here playing at RPM Fest. You just put out your record. You're, I think, on a tour, if I remember correctly, although I've done a bunch of research for a bunch of bands. So what's the plans for the rest of the year for you guys?
We got Muddy Roots, so after this we have a 15-hour drive to Cookeville, Tennessee.
Jeez.
To go play Muddy Roots. We're going on after... Going on after High and Fire, it's our second year back. Oh, Rick's super man. Stoked.
Dude,
super
we're stoked. Listening to 90s club music the whole 15 hours, too. I'm stoked. Like, what is love, baby? You don't hurt me. Do you know that
of
shit?
Of course.
Oh, dude.
Hathaway?
That's
yeah,
been
man.
A tour theme song.
Yeah.
Is it just on
what
repeat,
is
or
love?
Is there, like, just, like, a 90s thing that you're...
No, that's the only thing we listen to.
That's it. That's
yeah.
the only way. We've heard it 189 times.
If everyone knows the song. We're going to cover it tonight.
That would... Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, if
you're
it's
welcome.
True.
No, it's not. I'm talking
why are you crushed my dreams? Terribly. Horrible.
What is that? I don't know your dreams. No, I feel bad.
Well, I didn't know I had this dream until you revealed it to me. What else are you doing then for the year? Like,
hell yes.
Sorry.
You're welcome for chatting with you. No. We got a show in Indy, and then honestly, we're gonna take a much-needed break. Jameson, who's not here tonight, he'll be here, and Muddy, our other guitarist, he's got to get shoulder surgery, and, you know, starting a new career, and we all like, you know, so we're going to take a break from shows for 2024, but we're going to be working on the new album.
Okay.
That's what I want to be doing, because I'm in the band.
Now, you saying that makes me wonder if you're actually in the band.
You're not a fear! Rip my face off! stab the guitar.